supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear friends, salam. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about drug addiction and drug addiction in the view of Islam. So please be with us. Today, Friday, is the 12th of Jamadil Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to 26th of Azar, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special by recitation of chapter Al-A'raf, verse 157.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Alladhina yattabi'una ar-rasula an-nabiyyal ummiyyal ladhi yajidunahu maktuban 'indahum الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون.
Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find written in what they have of the Torah and the Gospel, who enjoins upon them what is right and forbids them what is wrong, and makes lawful for them the good things and prohibits for them the evil, and relieves them of their burdens and the shackles which were upon them. So they who have believed in him, honored him, supported him, and followed the light which was sent down with him, it is those who will be the successful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Imam Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam said, "The firmness of the religion is due to enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, and observing the limits of Allah." Imam Ali also said, "Fear Allah, and again fear Allah in the matter of jihad, or a struggle for the holy war, with the help of your property, lives, and speech in the way of Allah. Do not give up biding for good and forbidding from evil, lest the mischievous gain positions over you, and then in that case, when you pray, your invocations will not be granted to you."
My heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so.
Addiction to modern tools. Islam is a religion that invites people to virtue and has no conformity with corruption. Based on this ideology, Islam has prohibited all actions and behaviors that lead to impurity and wicked acts. Scholars infer from the Quran that God's invitation is coordinated with common sense. Allah will make good things and what common sense admires lawful and prohibits all that is foul. Surely, narcotic drugs are included in the foul and are prohibited. The reason is that harms originate from them are obvious to all people and keep human beings in shackles of inferiority.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the positive effects of religious teachings on abandoning addiction to drugs, it must be indicated that, and we find that in human civilizations, I mean, any civilization in which great people or influential people encourage others, I mean the younger generations, to make use of the intellect and not to spend and not to waste the time, not to waste the assets and energies, but to contribute both to themselves and to upbringing their own communities. Those civilizations have made great advances and have remained in the history of civilizations. Here I should like to mention the point that you can't find, I mean, in any history of science, history of civilization, history of culture, history of literature, or other branches of scholarship, anybody who was addicted to drugs, but at the same time he made a great and influential figure. I mean, they are totally contradictory with each other. I mean, nobody can find such a thing. I mean, it would be quite strange, quite unacceptable. You can't say, you can't point out to, for example, a great thinker, a great intellectual person, a great academic or a great scholar who was both a scholar and a person addicted to the drugs. You can't find such a thing. And when the drugs, unfortunately, when the drugs enter a house, everything is deteriorated and everything is ruined. A whole life is going to be ruined sooner or later, and there's no escape, and there's no way out.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Now we'll look at addiction and life. True belief in the powers of Allah and His mercy is the only thing that can save one from addiction. Not being mindful of Allah is what leads one into addiction in the first place. In Islam, Allah is transcendent beyond all comprehension. This is rooted in the Islamic traditions, where it is highly encouraged that one's sins are not to be made public. God does not forgive the one who discloses his sins that Allah has concealed from people's eyes, said Prophet Muhammad. Islam does not believe in confession of sins to others other than Allah. However, in a situation where one is grappling with addiction, experts suggest that they may find solace by expressing their emotions and feelings to their close and loved ones, but never to make their sins a public affair. Muslims are not perfect. However, we strive to be pleasing to Allah. The literature reinforces the evidence that using drugs is not permissible or pleasing to Allah. It also provides us information on how to not use mind or mood-altering substance. One of the most profound things is that we recover from salah to salah, means prayer to prayer.
واشتد على العزيمة جوانه واشتد على العزيمة جوانه قم فعلا خدمتك جوانه.
Dear friend, let's look at the tips for helping someone overcome drug addiction. Keep an eye on your own behaviors and attachments that might reflect codependence. Relationships become very complicated in the context of drug addiction, and codependency is a common and confusing factor. Over time, when you're caring about an addict, your view of reality and the way forward can become distorted. Says an addiction specialist, It becomes the dysfunctional side of caring that gets people locked into being over-responsible and losing touch with their authentic selves. Codependency is wrapped up in those difficult-to-define boundaries and enable behaviors. But speaking with professionals who know the realities and possibilities of addiction recovery can help to refresh your perspective and the better choices you make moving forward.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a part of the soul which is the nafs al-ammarah. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. The nafs, a part of the soul, it's ammarah, meaning it's constantly, it doesn't stop. It's ammarah. Amr is once. Ammarah means it's constantly ordering you to do haram and fall in the desires. And this is why we have to be very careful during that time, that free time, the time when you're bored, the time when you have nothing to do. That's the time that you have to be very careful of. You know, according to studies and according to those who talk about drugs, they say that a time that many do drugs is when? Is right after school, when they go home, and the parents are not home yet. You know, there's a 2-3 hour period when the parents have to come home. They're not home yet. And the kids, they came back from school. That's the time that the parents are not there. And that's the free time to fall in haram. That's the time to be fooled by shaitan. And that's the time that many do drugs. This is why we have to be very careful. During our children's free time, we have to monitor what they're doing during their free time. If you have that 2 hour period where you're not home yet and the children are home, make sure that they're busy doing something productive during that time. You could use the masjid, make after school programs, tutoring programs, or sports, or doing something. Being around someone that is always monitoring them, someone that is always knowing what's going on, this is a solution to make sure that they don't have any free time not doing anything productive.
We look at the addiction in the view of Islam in the program of today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic. Thank you very much for joining us till this time and till another chance to say salam. We leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Some might say this world today is sure. God's left us to our mistakes, oh, and He's never been so far away. Some might say, how could any father stand? See his children across many lands, suffer so, give no help in hand, no help in hand. Somewhere tonight, far away and out of sight, there's a child that's too weak to cry. Deep in those eyes, can't you see him in disguise, reaching out to the heart that's in you? And in every tear that is wet, He is there. Every tear that is wet, He is there.
Food for thought.
Hello dear listeners, and today on the eve of the martyrdom anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, let us contemplate on an excellent statement on social justice by this most noble lady. Completion of weights and measures is a cause for preventing the neglect of others' as rights.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasir Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. This is a very beautiful tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, where hopefully inshallah most of us fit into it. It is a tradition that, you know, differentiates between the status of a person who believed in the Holy Prophet when he saw him and those who believed in him not seeing him. Which, like I said, most of us, or all of us, are in that category, unless we've been living the life of Nuh alayhi salam. It's a very beautiful tradition. Inshallah, let us share this tradition with you. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "The faith of one who has seen me is no great wonder. What is a great wonder is the one who saw the Holy Prophet and did not believe in him. This is a great wonder and astonishment. You saw the greatest manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the flesh, basically, in front of you. All that light, all that, you know, beauty, all that truth, all that goodness in front of you, yet you fail to believe it. This is an astonishing fact. Not one who saw all of this and took it. It's just not something, you know, to be proud of, to be astonished. No, it's such beauty and profoundness in front of you. Why would you not accept? But what is truly amazing, the Holy Prophet continues, is for the people who have only seen pages with black ink on it. That is the Holy Quran. Not necessarily the Holy Quran, because this is what the interpreters of this tradition have said. Because the hadith that says pages with writing on it, does not say Holy Quran. It could be a history book, it can be any other book, it can be this book of tradition that we are, you know, sharing with one another. So the Holy Prophet, you know, emphasizes this, is that there are people who believed in me just by seeing pages with writing on it, and have believed in it from beginning to end. My entire message that they have believed in was something that they have not taken from me personally. However, that's a philosophical discussion, but we don't want to get into it. But they have taken it from the Holy Quran, they have taken it from the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, from books of history. They have taken all of that, but they have never seen me. But they have seen the truth about me, they have seen the essence of me, and they have taken it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be of those who are taken the truth and the essence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and have implemented in our lives, inshaAllah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا محافظا وقائلا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and thanks for joining us. This is Habibullah Fasihzada with the Let's Recite the Quran, a series of Quran classes held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. I would welcome you all again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters who are hearing us through this radio station. Okay. And secondly, I really welcome again our dear students from Sevier International School, Mr. Hadi, Mr. Hussein Musa, and Minhal Hussein, and finally, Mr. Mahdi. Okay? Thank you so much, dear brothers. Salaam alaikum.
Alaykum
assalam.
Alaykum assalam.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
Good.
We are going to continue, okay? Through we will go through the alphabet letters, inshallah.
وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So let's go to the other one, which is very very easy. Can you, when there is a B, you know B?
Yes.
What is the sound of a bee?
B.
No, bee, bee.
Bee.
Bee that flies. Honey bee.
Beast.
Oh,
bee struck.
Again?
Zal.
No, no, no. And when there is a buzzer, a buzzer, okay?
Z. A buzzer from a bee that stings you and dies.
Yeah? Doorbell. You press it.
Z.
Okay. Great. Can you, do we have the z sound in English as well?
Yeah.
Z. What is the sound in English?
Z.
Z. Yeah, Z. Great. Z. So, or Z we say. Like we say what? Zebra.
Zebra.
Okay, another
Zebra.
One?
Zip.
Zip. Another one?
Zip.
I don't know, not me.
Okay.
Zapical.
Zip.
Zip.
Zapical is one.
Okay, good. So now, okay, this dal is about a little different, okay, from the sound that we practiced. Z, not z. It's not the sound z, okay? So look, I told you in tha, it was s, but we should bite the tip of our tongue, yes? We should say
tha.
Do it with the z sound.
Zal.
No, no, bite your tongue.
The
tongue, okay, and also the sound, they are vibrating. Okay, vibrating. You know when the phone is on vibration, okay, mode, okay. When someone calls, okay, that is the sound of dhal. Now everyone say, don't say zebra, say vibra.
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 Zebra.
Next one. Zip.
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 Zoo.
Zoo.
Zoo. Zapical.
Bring out your tongue.
Zapical.
A little, okay?
Zapical.
Zoo.
Zoo.
Zoo. Zoo. Don't Zoo. Stress it.
Zoo.
Simple.
Zoo.
Zapical. Okay. Hussein Musa, say one. There are, I think, not too much. Zero. Zero. Word.
Zero.
Zero. Okay, now say it with zero.
Zero.
Zero. Easy. Okay, just remember the vibration of the phone. Okay, when someone calls, it just produces what? Th sound, not z sound. No. Th. Okay, good. Let's make some examples. Okay, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, please, please practice with us. Okay, as you hear us. So the sound dhal we are gonna make with some Arabic words. Okay. ذلك
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 ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
This is the book about which there is no doubt, a guidance for those conscious of Allah.
You've seen the dal shape, yeah?
Yes.
Dal shape, okay? It is this way. And dal, the shape is the same as dal, it's the brother, okay? Only a dot
like
on the bottom, on the top, okay? The top. So that's the. Thalika again.
Thalika.
Another one. Hadhihi.
Hadhihi.
Dhahaba.
Dhahaba.
Adhhaba.
Adhhaba.
Adhhaba. Great, great. That's it. Alladhina.
Alladhina.
Uh huh. Alladhi.
الذي
أحسن. You know them. Easy. Now let's go to the ninth one, right? What do you think it is?
R
sound. R sound. I think you like animals too much, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your favorite animal?
My lion.
Your favorite animal?
Lion.
Okay.
Lion.
Keep close to the microphone. Thank you. What?
Lion.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite?
Mine is dogs.
Dogs. Okay. How about Minhal?
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Okay, good. How about Mahdi? Minhal.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur. Wow. So we got R. So look, Hadi loves the loins too much. If you love. So a friend knows the sound of a friend. Do you know the sound of your friend loin?
Yeah.
When it becomes so angry, it wants to attack some other animal, how does it make the sound? No. Actually, that's not that way. Yeah. You even don't know. I know more than you. So, that is the sound of rah. What?
Rah.
Okay, like you said, rabbit.
Rabbit.
For example, you put four R when you write rabbit. R. A-B-I-T. Rabbit.
Rabbit.
So, that's easy. So, let's make some examples, okay, in Arabic. Like what? Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Okay. Those who hear us, please. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Sirat al-Mustaqim.
Sirat al-Mustaqim.
Sirat al-Ladhina.
Sirat al-Ladhina.
What is the other one? Ghayri.
Ghayri.
Okay, rrr sound. Easy. Yeah? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So, please recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Okay.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Do you remember we produced the sound z? Yeah. But when we produced, there was another type of z, the vibration of the phone. How was it? Okay, now, yeah, now we will produce the buzz sound, not the buzz sound, okay? So, what is that? Brother of Ra. Only a dot on the top of it.
Za.
Za. Okay, za.
Za.
So, how do you make the sound?
Z.
Za. Za. Okay, good. Can you make an example in English?
In English?
With z. You just made. Zebra.
Zebra.
R. We are producing. Zero. We are pronouncing all zero. The alphabet letters in English, like the Arabic one. Zebra. Yeah. Okay.
Zoo.
Zoo. Yeah. So let's make some examples in Arabic. Okay. Like we say, Suratul. There is a surah. Zalzala.
Zalzala.
Suratul.
Zalzala.
Zalzala. Okay. We say. زلزالها
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 زلزالها.
Great.
إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها.
When the earth is shaken with its final earthquake.
So these are very, very good examples. Alhamdulillah, we finished this one as well. Then there is another one. How many letters we have learned so far?
Nine.
Eight.
Good. Minhal Hussein, can you say the letters from Alif, from the first?
Alif. Ba. Ta. Tha. Jim. Ha. Kha. Dal. Zal. Ra. Za.
Ahsan. Now, Mahdi will produce the sounds. From Alif.
Okay.
From A to Z.
A. Ba. Tha. No. Ta. Tha.
Okay.
Ja, ha, kha,
da,
da,
ra,
ra,
And?
Za.
Ahsan. Okay. Thank you. So, we learned it easy. Now let's go to the other letter, which is
Sin.
Whenever it is. Sin. Whenever, for example, the teacher wants to tell the students, keep quiet. What is it? Yeah. And also, who like likes a snake? Yeah.
I like
for example, have you played
like the
football?
Viper. Yes.
Great. You might have seen, like, you're, for example, what? Letting the air out of the ball, okay? It produces.
Yeah. I've seen a snake before in real life.
Me too.
Okay. Let's not talk about snakes. They are dangerous, okay? Let's put
that
right. Okay. Now, okay, remember that the sound of sin is like when you let the air out of the ball, okay? It produces the sound. Yeah? Yeah? That's it. So, the name is sin. The sound is sa. Okay. The sign, yeah, the shape is like the teeth, okay? Like this one. And then there is a half circle as well, okay? So, that is sin. Can you make some examples in English with sa sound? Easy. Come on.
Slytherin.
Snake.
Slytherin, we did it. Like?
Snake.
So let's make someone in Arabic, okay? Some examples in Arabic. Like we say, oh, one good one. What do you say when you meet someone? A Muslim brother when you meet?
Salam alaikum.
Then in reply?
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay. Muslim brother. Yeah? So, salam is one of the examples. Another one, salim.
Salim.
In Surah Al-Qadr again we have salam. Salamun hiya hatta
matla'il
fajr.
Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr.
Peace it is until the emergence of dawn.
Okay, so that's great. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka
nasta'in.
Nasta'in. Okay, scene sound. Thank you so much. Thank you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let's go to the next one, which is like brother of sin, but it is
sheen.
It's produced like a kind of differently, okay?
Sheen.
That's great.
Sheen.
Sha.
So, can you make an example with sound in English?
Shot.
Ship.
Shoe.
Shot.
Ship.
Ship.
Shoe.
Shoe. And?
Foosh.
Okay, the same sound we have in Arabic, the same thing we have in English.
English.
In Farsi as well we have, right? In Persian. So that is easy. Like we say, shh. Now let's make some examples in Arabic. Examples from the Quran, okay? So let's make the example, shahada.
Shahada.
Shahida.
Shahida.
Okay, ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Ahsan. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have learned from Alif to Sheen in these sessions. Inshallah, in the next coming sessions, we are going to continue. We are going to go through the other alphabet letters, which are going to be very, very easy. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Thank you so much for joining us. And I really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International School Network. Thanks for holding these sessions. May Allah bless you and all the Muslim brothers and sisters, especially our friends in these classes. Thank you so much. God bless you. Let's recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints
The presence of different scholars
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint. A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A warm welcome to you, our dear audiences, and welcome you to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. It's me, Muhammad Jawad, and my two guests, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, trying to criticize the movie Infinite, like before, in this program. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Abdullah, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Brother Hussein. Assalamu alaikum, welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
In these series of programs, Viewpoint, or the movie critique program, we are mainly focusing on the religious concepts rather than the artistic features typical of so-called critical programs about arts and artistic characteristics of the movies. So our main purpose is to address those features and themes which are related about religion and God and whatsoever that goes with that territory. Before me asking you a question, let's take a listen to a part of this movie and we'll be back criticizing it.
You can't kill an infinite. You kill the body, but...
Yeah, they get reincarnated.
Yeah. This implants in your head and pulls out your consciousness, your soul, and onto a digital chip.
The soul gets stuck on a disc and breaks the cycle.
Over 200 of our brothers and sisters are lost in that digital purgatory. You come face to face with this, my advice, find a way to die the old-fashioned way.
You just listened to a part of the movie Infinite, this new American science fiction movie directed by Antoine Fuqua, about reincarnation. Well, Sayyid Abdullah, let me start with you. In this part, there is this conversation between those people who are talking about the reincarnation and the cycle of reincarnation. Well, one of them says, you can't kill an infinite because they get reincarnated. But if you kill their bodies and put their or your consciousness or soul into a digital chip, the cycle is broken. What a weird version of reincarnation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's not just weird. I don't know what the director was thinking or whoever the script was thinking. How are you going to trap? How are you going to separate the memories from the soul?
Yes.
And trap them? The concept itself is unheard of. To capture such a thing through a bullet to the head.
Yes.
Or to the brain. And then trap it somewhere else. And then you know...
They supposedly do it with a gun, right?
Yeah, with a gun, yeah. He shoots with a special gun, a special bullet that captures. And then he stores it. And then the end, they blew everything off. And this, the memories that ran away and rejoined with their souls, which is quite stupid. I don't know what he was thinking. But I think they had no idea or no way to, you know, try to eliminate the soul to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
from not having to reincarnate. Yes. I was like, you know what, we'll just capture the essence of the soul, and even if he's born, he's not going to have these memories, he's just going to be someone else.
Mm.
So it's just, I don't know, that was just stupid in every sense of the word.
Brother Hussein, again, in this movie, like the previous movies we criticized, these movies try to sell this idea that soul is the same as consciousness. Don't you agree?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, I agree that that is happening, but it's not. It's, the soul is different from consciousness, because you know, the soul is the, like I've said in previous episodes, the soul is the driver of the vehicle, and then once you plug in, you know, once the driver gets plugged into the vehicle, then, you know, he has a consciousness which is connected to the body.
Yes,
it doesn't have to do with you know, anything other than you waking up, basically.
Okay, thank you. But let's take a listen to a part of the story and take a break, and we'll be back after this.
When each of us would find ourselves in a new life, this is where Abel and I would go.
When you reincarnated, how would you know where to go?
Most of us have a reawakening that begins young. Starts with small things, memories, feelings about a place, dreams. By puberty, most infants have full recall.
Right around the time they diagnosed me schizophrenic. So what happened if you died young and you got separated?
For an infinite, death isn't the end. It's like turning the page in the book. Next chapter, same story.
That's crazy. New lives, new bodies, always meeting back at the same place, huh?
You just listened to a part of the movie Infinite. This 2021st American science fiction movie directed by Antoine Foucault. And in this part, Sayyid Abdullah, there is the talk about the advocates of reincarnation. And I believe that they are trying to reject and deny the whole idea of hereafter through reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, you know, overall system of reward and punishment that we believe in, which we call it, in all religions of the world, right?
Yeah.
And present it as a kind of new system and worldview contrary to all religions of the past.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And one of the characters, for example, says, very subliminally, of course, death isn't the end.
Mm.
It is like turning the page in a book.
Yeah.
Next chapter, same story.
Yeah. Well, the reality is death is not the end. That's true.
Yes.
I'll begin from here. Death is not the end. Death is just it's you transferring from one place to another.
Mm-hmm.
It's a transition process.
Yes.
So
yes.
But it's going to be a different chapter for sure. It's not going to be the same story. So you transfer to a different place.
But the fallacy starts with?
Yeah, so it's not the death is not the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an end, that's for sure. It's just another page in a different book altogether. That's what the Quran says. The thing that you said in the beginning, to reject the idea of the hereafter, most, whether you are a Christian or a Jew or an atheist, so Christianity, for example, fails to tell you what the afterlife is. It says you're going to be with Jesus Christ in heaven or in hell. What are details? They don't have much details. Judaism, on the other hand, don't have afterlife until Messiah comes and he opens the gates and what have you, so they don't have a clear image. Being an atheist obviously believes in nothing. Judaism or Hinduism, they were the before Buddha, they used to say, well, once you die, that's it, you finish, you annihilate, you get dissolved. There's nothing. There's no existence. After Buddha came,
there's only this life and not hereafter.
Exactly. So when Buddha came, Buddha says, no, there is an afterlife, right? So Buddhism in the Veda, in their book, they do believe in the afterlife. Their philosophers believe in reincarnation, which a lot of people think that Buddhism believe in reincarnation. They don't. In the Veda, they don't believe in reincarnation. They believe in actual afterlife.
Nice.
So those who don't have the belief in the afterlife, they need to find a question to the void that is left in their brains. Where am I going? It would be just nonsense to be born in such a complex universe, live amongst people with so much laws and regulations, and then you just vanish into thin air.
Yes.
So what's the answer to that? if you don't believe in afterlife, which a lot of people refuse to do because then they, you know, they don't want to face their own sins and actions. So they say, you know what, reincarnation sounds like a good idea, a good belief system to re-encompass for the fact that there is an afterlife. So it makes a lot of sense to them. It's like, you know what, yeah, I come back again. And because we also, through Judaism, for example, or even in Islam, we believe the soul is eternal. If the soul is eternal, does not die, what happens to it if you don't believe in the afterlife? So let's say, well, since it doesn't die, we'll just come back again.
Yes.
And so on. So that it might give a person who doesn't believe in the afterlife a sense of comfort,
uh-huh,
that he might seek to the answer of where would I go or where am I going after I die.
I see. Thank you. Thank you for that nice answer. But before me asking you, Brother Hossein, a question about the rest of the story or this movie, Infinite, let's take a listen to a part of this movie and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
I ask myself, what did being Evan McCauley teach me? If each new life is a chance to build on what was, a chance to press forward to the best of what could be.
Go, go, go!
Why will some of us have to pick up the sword and fight again?
Leslie.
While others discover a new beginning, it's hope. That's what I learned. Yes, we fall. Yes, we fail. Yes, sometimes we screw up everything we touch. But each moment we live is connected by a belief that the actions we take will next day, next week, next life, add up to something more. Something bigger than yourself. And next, well, the possibilities are infinite.
You just listened to a part of the movie Infinite here in this program, Viewpoint, on RIB English Radio. Brother Hossein, coming back to the very fundamental question of the purpose of life, in terms of reincarnation and such movies that try to sell the idea to as many people as possible,
mm-hmm,
through such medium or media as Hollywood movies, for example, it is a hope or believe that our actions are reflected in our next life. This is the idea, right?
Yeah.
Well, as something bigger than ourselves, as one of the characters says, possibilities are infinite at the end of the movie.
That is true.
Yes. Don't you think so?
Yeah. I mean, really, reincarnation is a good way for people who don't believe in the afterlife, that, you know, maybe they have a chance to be a better person,
mm-hmm,
to be reincarnated in either like a simpler life or a, you know, more interesting life, as long as they don't, you know, go back to what they were in this life, I guess.
Yes. And Sayyid Abdullah, again, coming back to this question, like, what is the purpose of life? According to reincarnation, mm, well, or such movies, well, it's like they got it halfway. Like when you said that we as believers of the religion, we believe that, well, there is an afterlife after this world.
Mm.
And if you do this and that, if you do bad things, you're going to go to hell. And if you do good things, you're going to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So there is this system of reward and punishment based on your own deeds.
Mm-hmm.
But based on such a concept as reincarnation, only they get, like, they go halfway around. Like, they only, believe in that our actions are going to be reflected in only the next life that we're going to experience in a new body.
Mm.
Right? So it's not going to go to another realm, which is quite